AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. An ambush-style shooting at a backyard party last night in suburban Pittsburgh has left a heavy toll. Allegheny County Police Lieutenant Andrew Schirmer tells AP Radio what responding officers found.
At the residence, they found 8 people suffering from gunshot wounds. 4 of those people were pronounced dead at the scene. 4 others were transported to local area hospitals where 1 of those victims died.
Sherman says at least 2 suspects fled on foot. No word yet on a motive in the incident in the borough of Wilkinsburg. Immigration authorities last year sought to detain a Mexican national who's charged with killing 5 men in Kansas and Missouri this week, but they sent the detention order to an agency that didn't have him in custody. Pablo Antonio Serrano Vitorino was in the U.S. illegally. The DA handling the case in Kansas, Jerome Gorman, says there needs to be a way to keep people from entering or re-entering the country illegally.
Can't go on the way it's happened in this case on the 2 instances. We can't afford to have anybody else killed or anybody else suffer any kind of severe injury.
During last night's Democratic debate in Miami, Senator Bernie Sanders attacked rival Hillary Clinton for accepting Wall Street speaking fees.
Now, the secretary says it doesn't influence her. Well, that's what every politician says who gets money from special interests.
Clinton says it hurts to hear that many voters don't find her trustworthy.
I am not a natural politician, in case you haven't noticed, like my husband or President Obama. So I have a view that I just have to do the best I can, get the results I can, make a difference in people's lives.
The debate on Univision. Authorities say a Spirit Airlines flight from Baltimore to L.A. turned into a mid-air brawl over a noisy boombox. This is AP Radio News. The Chipotle store in Massachusetts has been closed after some employees contracted the norovirus. Health official Richard Barraby says the store in Billerica was closed Wednesday as a precautionary measure.
They went top to bottom in the restaurant, and they use sanitizing agents that are actually specifically targeting to kill any noroviruses.
Doctors at the Cleveland Clinic have removed the uterus that was transplanted into a 26-year-old woman last month. They say she suffered a sudden complication. AP medical writer Lauren Neergaard reports doctors are looking into what went wrong.
This was the first of what are planned to be 10 transplants under the clinical trial at the Cleveland Clinic. There are 2 other hospitals that are going to go forward with trials as well. And the Cleveland Clinic said that they are continuing their study.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is in Washington for a 3-day visit. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.